Welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Myra and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all of those joining in this no-nonsense podcast about road tripping in India and beyond. Each episode will exclusively delve deep into destinations, on and off the highway, hidden gems, automotive news, road tripping people, and how to road trip smartly. Come, let's mark and embark on a road trip. Today, we're going to be talking about 7 reasons to attend the Hornbill Festival of Nagaland. The Hornbill Festival finds its name after the colorful and large forest bird, the Indian hornbill. The bird is a symbol of respect and folklore for residents of Nagaland. Nagaland is also known as the land of festivals, and hence the Hornbill Festival was initiated by the State Tourism of Arts and Culture Department to promote their cultural heritage and showcase their tribal culture. Nagaland is one of the 7 sisters of Northeast India, which is home to 16 different tribes. The festival not only celebrates their culture, but also diminishes the generation gap. It also helps in bonding of the different tribes of the state. The festivities began in the first week of December every year. Celebrations began in the Kisama Heritage Village, which is almost 12 kilometers away from Kohima. So here are the reasons why you must attend the Hornbill Festival in Nagaland. First, find true art at the Hornbill Festival. One thing that is really special about the tribes of Nagaland is that they are born artists. Virgin from modernization, the Nagas are so rich with their art that it'll leave you spellbound. They have melodious folk songs that narrate their cultures. Also, their dance performances in traditional attire truly represent their customs and traditions. Additionally, the Hornbill Festival also offers exhibitions of tribal art, live handicraft making, and martial art performances. If you're an art lover, this is going to be a lifetime experience for you. If you're not, this might end up making you one. Second, find sports that keep you on the edge at the Hornbill Festival. Besides being immensely creative, the folks of Nagaland are also super talented athletes. They have a lot of traditional sport activities that are sure to give you an adrenaline rush. During the Hornbill Festival, you can witness their bravery and strength through Naga wrestling. Other traditional sports include archery, martial arts, greased bamboo pole climbing, and stilt bamboo walking. The atmosphere is full of loud cheers. Probably the only event where tourists get a glimpse of age-old skills of martial arts and ancient war techniques. Third, headbang at the Hornbill Rock Concert. The Hornbill Festival is home to one of the best music events and competitions in the entire country. It is, in fact, the biggest rock festival in India. Not only rock bands from all over India, but extremely talented rock bands from nearby countries also come to participate in the rock band competition. If you're a music lover, this is going to be an international level concert experience for you. During this time, the night sky is brimming with high energy. The entire audience can be seen headbanging in harmony with the performing band. Fourth, get retail therapy at Night Bazaar. Obviously, no vacation can ever be complete without shopping. Nagaland too, like any other place, does offer you its market to shop to your heart's content. However, the main attraction is the unique experience of shopping from their amazing night bazaar, the Kohima Night Bazaar. The night bazaar adds glitter to the festive mood. It's a few miles away from the festival ground, but tourists always find time to visit the night bazaar. You can shop from the various stalls of handicrafts, souvenirs, buy art, paintings, and wood carvings. You can also shop for cultural necklaces made of multicolored beads that represent the Naga culture. The bazaar once again tops your shopping experience by combining street shopping with food, live music, dance, and other fun activities. The bazaar is lit up and full of festival vibes throughout the 7 nights of the Hornbill Festival. Fifth, discover fun and adventure at the Hornbill Festival. Besides the traditional art and sport activities, the Hornbill Festival also hosts a lot of other adventurous activities. The Great Hornbill Run, the Hornbill Half Marathon, Cycle Rally, and Car Rally all form a part of the festival. They even have a mountain biking competition in which passionate bikers of all age groups participate. Apart from all these fun activities, one activity which has gained a lot of popularity over the years is the King Chili Eating Contest. The Bhutcholokia, one of the 10 hottest peppers in the world, is cultivated in Nagaland. The people of Nagaland are extreme spicy food lovers, and hence the chili eating competition. Tourists who are chili lovers are also welcome to participate in this competition. One more similar competition they have is the pork fat eating contest. Sixth, make your photos go viral with photography at the Hornbill Festival. Well, if you're a photographer or enjoy posting pictures on Instagram, the Hornbill Festival is surely for you. It gives you an eclectic array of opportunities to capture into your clicks. Colorful spears, hornbill feathers, headgear ornamented with dyed goat's hair or decorated royally with boar's teeth are some of the out-of-the-world things that you might never get the chance to capture anywhere else. Since the festival is a cultural hub with colorful parades, fashion shows, night markets, sports, fun activities, music, dance, rich colors, and coming together of the tribal cultures, exquisite clothes, and the makeup of the performers, it's sure to make the shutterbug in you very happy. Seventh, treat your taste buds to the best at the Hornbill Festival. Each tribe of Nagaland has its own style of preparing delicacies. They deliciously cook fish, meat, and pork in the traditional Naga styles, where each has a unique aroma. The Hornbill Festival offers you all of these dishes at one spot without having to search for restaurants or order online. Some of the most famous dishes there are pork ribs, pork with bamboo shoots, and chicken rice stew. In drinks, they have something out of the box to offer that is one of their specialties, Zutho, their local rice beer. Traditionally, it was drunk by Angami Nagas served from Mithun horns. At the Hornbill Festival, Zutho is served in authentic bamboo glasses that add to the flavor. This enhances your festive mood and rejuvenates your mind and soul. It is therefore a must-try for every tourist visiting the Hornbill Festival. To sum up, the Hornbill Festival revolves around the sacred status granted to agricultural activities. Nagaland, being primarily agricultural, celebrates it as part of the Naga family's festival. Then again, festivals are ways to bring together a large family and celebrate togetherness. Similarly, the cultural mosaic of multi-ethnicity during the festival is what makes it so special. Age-old practices, little-known tribes, their hospitality filled with warmth, lush green villages, night bazaars, display of traditional values, and a life away from chaos are sure to give you a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This festival has something different to offer from the rest of the nation, and being an Indian, you should at least once experience that. Well, folks, that's all for today. You can find our blog link in the show notes below if you'd like to read more about this topic. If you like this podcast, do share, rate, and subscribe to us if you haven't already on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your daily dose of podcasts. Your rating of our podcast will help us go a long way. Until next time, may the force be with you.